ESPN 1460 as Kearney High taking on Lincoln East. The Lady Spartans came away with a two-point win, and now Kearney High will try to win their first home game of the year here in boys basketball. They finished second in the Hays City Shootout. They lost to the favorite and the home team. They lost to Hays, Kansas, 59-42, but they did pick up wins over Thomas More Prep by a score of 83-44, and then they won fairly comfortably over DeSoto, Kansas by 7, but then lost to Hays, as we mentioned, 59-42. The Cats right now a little short-staffed. A couple of their seniors are in their cities and will not be available for action until tomorrow, so they're going to go with an all-underclassmen lineup, and again, you'll see a lot of young players out there for Kearney High this season, and very undersized players for the Bearcats. Their tallest starter tonight will be 6 foot tall. That is their tallest starter tonight. And for Lincoln East, their shortest starter will be 6'1". They're going to start 6'5", 6'6", 6'5", 6'2", and 6'1". So undersized, a little bit younger Kearney High, but they're going to play hard. They're going to play smart. They're going to play all 84 feet of the court, and they should be a lot of fun to watch. We're going to take a quick little break. We'll be back with the starting lineup. We'll remind you that you're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terrier Jason Starker, New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll be back with the starters right after this.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. The starting lineup is being announced for Lincoln East, and then we'll be introducing Kearney High. So let's give you those starters as well. For Lincoln East, for the Spartans, they'll go with Connor Long, a 6'2 senior. Austin Sankey, also a senior, he is 6'1. Ryan Reimers, the junior, he is 6'5. He's the only underclassman starting tonight for the Spartans. Clayton Shepard, a 6'6 senior. And Mike Rillette, a 6'5 senior, rounds out the starting lineup for head coach Ed McFerrin. Now for the Kearney High Bearcats, their starters go like this. Ben Clark, he's a 5'10 junior. Damian Austin, a starter again this year. He is a junior at 5'10, started at point guard. Sophomore Peyton Pocock will make the start. David Erickson, also a 6 foot tall player. He is a junior. He'll make the start. So will Dakota Schreiner, a 5'11 junior, making the start for head coach Scott Steinbrook. Your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. And the Bearcats in their home white uniforms, Kearney across the chest, blue numbers, letters, a little bit of black trim in there, not a whole lot. And for Lincoln East, they're going to go primarily blue and white, a little bit of silver outline on those white numbers and letters. It says Lincoln East with a small number on the front and, of course, a large number on the back. Handshakes going on as we're just about ready to put the ball in the air. Kearney High with their home opener. Tonight, it's token night for the Rowdies, and the ball about to be in the air. Erickson can't control the tip. It will go to Lincoln East to start the first possession of the ball game. And Damian Austin, trying to make the steal on that far side, knocks the ball out of bounds. So East will inbound on that far side. It's Sankey who tosses in here for Long. Kearney High going to go man-to-man here. They'll do that a lot this year, I'm sure. And they'll throw it off on the left side. Nice little set play and a dunk right out of the chute here for Clayton Shepard. They threw it on the high post, and immediately they had the bounce pass down to the low post. That was a good opening set here for Lincoln East. The dunk, their first point of the ball game. Ben Clark will give it top of the circle here for Dakota Schreiner. Schreiner will take it to the elbow, kick it right back out here for Clark. Clark now throws it top of the circle for Damian Austin. Austin's going to penetrate, get it on the baseline, and a jumper, a floater for Erickson is no good, and rebounded by Connor Long. Quickly, here comes East, passes tipped by Clark, but into the hands of East, penetrating a lane up is going to be Austin Sankey. Well, East is not afraid to run either. as they run right down the court here. And Kearney will now get the ball in the hands of Dakota Schreiner. Off of the screen, they'll now hand it to Pocock. Pocock gives it right side for Ben Clark. Clark going up here against Long. They'll kick it out. Damian Austin for three. It's no good. Rebound taken out by Sankey. And Sankey now. Shepard, low jump stop, kicks right side for Sankey. Back around the perimeter we go. On the dribble is Roulette. He'll kick it off here for Shepard. And Shepard will hit a three. A little fadeaway three here for Clayton Shepard. And a quick timeout for Kearney High. A 7-0 run to start the game here in the first minute 27. Timeout Kearney High. We'll take it with him. 6:33 to go here in the first. We're back right after this.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
Well, a quick 7-0 run here for Lincoln East. Cats want to call the timeout. They get it, and we'll see if it just stems the tide here a little bit. Inbounded for Damian Austin, who brings in the offensive zone. Austin will give it off on the right wing to Ben Clark. Back around the perimeter we go. Peyton Pocock has it. And penetrating here is going to be Damian Austin. Back out for Pocock. He'll step into a three. It is going to be blocked and then rebounded all in one fell swoop there by Brian Reimers. And up ahead, laid up quickly. Shepard, no good. Here comes Kearney High on the run. Austin with the rebound. Dribbles through the lane. He'll kick it out for Schreiner. Schreiner on the baseline. He'll drive off glass and he'll score. Dakota Schreiner, first points of the ball game here for Kearney High. And here comes East. Shepard. I'll get it over for Reimers. Reimers kicks into the corner. Here's Long, and his long deuce is good. And again, time of possession here for Lincoln East has been rather short. That tenacious Kearney defense, they just can't put the clamps on because East wants to run right with them. Off of a screen, Pocock's got it. Can't shoot over the top of the taller Reimers, and they'll enter it inside for Schreiner. Back out for Pocock. He'll fire a three, a little bit too strong, and rebounded by Sankey. So here comes East. They get it to Long. Long will now set it up in the half court by passing to Sankey. Kearney High right now. Still going man-to-man here. On the bounce is Roulette. And penetrating shot, no good. Rebounded by Schreiner. And Schreiner is going to be fouled. Sankey trying to get the rebound and trying to wrestle it away from Dakota Schreiner. Schreiner already had possession of it. And that is going to be a foul. Whistled on East. That's the first foul of the ball game. And checking in here for Kearney High is going to be Brady Johnson. Ben Clark gets the inbounds. He'll take it all the way in. A little scoop off glass. No good. High for the rebound is Shepard. Shepard outlet pass. Roulette on the run. Roulette off glass. And there you go. That's an easy bucket there for Lincoln East. And then the steal by Roulette on the inbounds play. He'll pass it inside for Sankey. And Sankey will lay it up and in. And another timeout here for Kearney High. 13-2 with 4:50 to go in quarter number one. Timeout Bearcats. Timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for a Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street here in Kearney, or right here at the concession stand at Kearney High. Timeout Cats, 4:50 to go. Quarter number one, down 13-2. We're back after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Welcome back here to Kearney High. The Cats trailing it now 13-2. And don't forget, tomorrow night we'll have coverage of the Heisman Trophy presentation as well as the Army-Navy game and a NFL triple header on Sunday, and then the Monday night football game between the Texans and the Patriots Monday night. After the timeout, Cats bring in the offensive zone. They don't face really any pressure. Pocock's gone at left side. Gives it for Damian Austin. Brady Johnson at the high post. They'll pass around the perimeter, though, as they work it back around here. Here's Austin. Gives it left side. Dakota Schreiner back out for Austin. Austin, nice pass in the lane. Brady Johnson will lay it up and in. Brady Johnson, that's a nice little play there as that pass by Damian Austin makes that an easy bucket there for the 6'2 sophomore. On the bounce here is going to be Sankey. Sankey gives it off left side for Mike Roulette. Roulette will kick it off. Now penetrating here is Reimers. Reimers has the ball knocked away, stolen away. Here comes Kearney High. Pass up ahead to Schreiner. Schreiner, a little ball fake off glass. It's high. It's off the top of the glass and then rebounded there by Reimers. And quickly they work it up ahead. Roulette in traffic. Little floater, good. And again, Lincoln East absolutely not afraid to run right at Kearney High. Nice move there by Damian Austin. Gets a defender to fall down, but then he throws the basketball away. Second turnover of the game here on Kearney High. Jump off for Roulette. Roulette's going to drive. Reverse layup. Good. He's got six in the quarter, and it is now 17-4. Kearney High trailing with 3:25 to go in quarter number one. And again, we knew Kearney High wanted to run, but East, wow, they are really running here in this ballgame. Brian Birchall checked in during that last stoppage. He helps work it back around the perimeter. They give it off for Damian Austin. East right now is going to go man-to-man, and Damian Austin trying to clear out for him. They'll give it to Pocock. Pocock, 15-footer, good. He got it top of the key, made a little bit of a move, got himself open for that quick little 15-foot jumper, and Pocock's first points of the night. Here's Shepard on the baseline, dumps it in underneath, and then there's going to be a foul. Quick pass in underneath to Brian Reimers, and Reimers will shoot two here. Cats just a step behind, and Brian Birchall going to whistle for his first personal foul. First team foul here on Kearney High, and the free throw was good. Checking in here for East is going to be Hank Neal. Ben Clark and David Erickson going to check back in. Pocock coming out. And also Schreiner coming out of the game here for Kearney High. So Johnson and Birchall stay out there. The free throw back of the iron, no good. Up high for the rebound is Shepard. Shepard has his pocket pick. Nice defensive play there by Erickson. And then they turn it over. On the run here is going to be Roulette. Roulette gives it up ahead and then the dunk by Clayton Shepard. So Cats turn it over, and again, it ends up with an easy bucket on the other end. Now, Damian Austin, skip pass over to Birchall. Birchall's going to fire the three. Johnson's trying to track it down. He can't get there as he was screened off the ball by Hank Neal. So that'll be a team rebound here for Lincoln East. If Neal grabs that, Brady Johnson was in great position to put some pressure on him, so he decided just to let it go out of bounds. Long. We'll kick it off here left side for Neal. Neal floater on the baseline. Back of the iron, no good. Rebounded by Clark. Here comes Kearney High. They bring in the offensive zone. They're going to hand it off for Damian Austin, who kicks it left wing here for Birchall. Birchall thought about the three, but they'll reset the offense with 2:08 to go here, quarter number one. 20-6 East with the comfortable lead. Austin on the bounce. Austin will kick it back out. Here's Birchall. Open for three, and he hits the three. Brian Birchall drains the three. Quickly, here comes East. They kick it up to Shepard. He'll pull up for a three in transition. It bounces around and is no good. Damian Austin comes up with the loose ball, trying to track it down, and he lost it. It was a forced turnover there by Hank Neal as Damian Austin was coming through there. Neal with some pretty quick hands to knock the ball off the leg of Damian Austin. Austin dove for it and just ran out of some room over there as it goes out of bounds. So they'll inbound the ball here for Connor Long for Lincoln East. Up by 11. Kick it off left side for Shepard. Back around off the screen. Back to Long. He'll fire a three and barely move the net when he strokes in that three. And it's 23-9. Lincoln East with a 14-point lead. Right side, Clark has it off of a screen. They get it to Birchall. Birchall's going to drive. Birchall will now head to the line. We got a block in underneath. Going to be called on Hank Neal. That'll be his first. And to the line to shoot two is going to be Brian Birchall. So a couple of free throws coming up here for Birchall. And for Lincoln East, they won one and lost one. They lost by 10 to Bellevue West, and then they won by 17 over Columbus in the Greater Nebraska Shootout to start the season. And in both of those games, they scored 58 points at the most. Excuse me, they scored 51 points at the most, and they're on pace to double that in this game. The free throw by Burchill was good. Now the steal, nope. Almost, it goes out of bounds. Ah, they do say that it was last touched by Clayton Shepherd. They held it up there for a second. The pass was tipped. Shepherd went to save it. I thought it actually hit the sideline before he went to save it, but they're going to say he was the last to touch it. So the Cats forced the turnover here, and now Damian Austin on the bounce. They're going to clear out for him. He's going to go in the lane. He's going to kick it back out for Burchill. A little bit short for Burchill to pull the trigger in that shot. Now Austin gets it. Austin from the free throw line, going to hand it back out to Clark. Clark penetrates, gives it for Damian Austin. Little penetration here, and Austin's going to flip it a little bit short. Nothing but blue jerseys there, and Reimers finishes the rebound here for East as they work it up ahead here for Reimers. And right now they're heading east. Reimers will shoot that direction. His three is no good. And rebounded by Kearney High. Snagging the mound was Burchill. They pass it up to Damian Austin, and Austin is fouled. So a little bit of a reach there, and got a foul on East. Checking back in is going to be Schreiner and Pocock for Kearney High. Clark and Erickson are going to come out. In for East is going to be Brett Nelson for the first time tonight. So Schreiner is just going to inbound the basketball in here for Damian Austin. 28 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Cats could use a bucket. They get it to Brady Johnson at the elbow. And off of the screen, they give it for Damian Austin. He'll fire a three. Good-looking shot there. It's no good. And the rebound by Shepherd. Shepherd in transition here. 13 seconds. He'll kick the ball back out for Connor Long. Back here left side for Clayton Shepherd. Shepherd was 7 in the game. And he'll flip it off on that right side. Here's Nelson. Nelson gives it on the baseline. A little baseline runner. No good. Pocock trying to come up with a rebound. Can't. Shot at the buzzer is no good for Clayton Shepherd. His fifth rebound of the game. He caught and shot all in one motion. And it was a little bit short, and that's about the only thing that hasn't gone Lincoln East way here in the first half. Because the Spartans lead it 23-10 after one quarter. We're back right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back here to Kearney High School. The Bearcats have a little work to do here. After one quarter of play, they trail it 23-10. After 8 minutes of action, and Lincoln East just started the game. They started the game with a dunk, and then they hit a quick three in transition. And before you know it, it was a 7-0 lead for East, and they have not looked back as they lead it now 23-10 after one quarter. Leading the way here offensively for East so far has been Clayton Shepherd. He's got 7 here in the first quarter, and Connor Long also with 5 points for the Bearcats. Brian Burchill off the bench, a little bit of a spark, as he's got 4 points here at intermission. Damian Austin has possession of the basketball first here for Kearney High. Gives it for Brady Johnson, top of the key here for Dakota Schreiner. Now left side for Austin. Austin lets traffic clear. Now gives it top of the circle here for David Erickson. They give it off here for Schreiner. Just about everybody's touched the ball here on this possession except for Pocock. And they'll give it off right side here for Austin. They clear out for him. He's going to take it to the baseline. In the lane, kick it back out. In the corner, there's Schreiner. Schreiner doesn't want to shoot over the top of Reimers. And that dribble, I think it went off of Reimers' foot initially. And then, well, one official thought it went off of Schreiner. One official whistled one direction. The other official whistled the other. And it's going to be Kearney High basketball. Off of the inbounds, they give it to Pocock, top of the key. He's going to drive and have his shot blocked out of bounds. Good backside help by Jacob Dunning, who checked into the ball game between corners. And Dunning, a little bit of a size advantage there. He is 6'6", and Peyton Pocock is 6 foot. The inbounds, Schreiner now has it top of the key. I thought about setting a screen for him. Now Brady Johnson will. He'll pick and roll. They looked inside, but they're going to give it off to Pocock. Pocock's going to drive the baseline. Floater, no good. Reimers with the rebound, and Reimers hit on the arm. And that's going to be Pocock trying to get to the ball, and he's going to commit his first personal foul. That's just a second team foul here on the Cats, who trail it 23-10 with 7:02 to go here in the second quarter. Kearney High trying to go full court pressure here. East gets it to Dunning at the cat paw, and they'll bring it across the timeline, but passing it over to Connor Long. Long now near midcourt. He's going to direct traffic as Bearcats right now going man-to-man again. Long off of the screen, takes it off glass, and it's good. Connor Long just got a little bit of a screen, was able to work his way past Pocock and laid it in with that left hand, and it's a 15-point lead here for East. Schreiner will kick it off here, left wing for David Erickson. Erickson, little runner in the lane, up and good. David Erickson hits the shot, and Kearney with their first points of the second quarter. Quickly, here comes East in the offensive zone. Brett Nelson, now the entry pass down low. They lost Austin Sankey, and Sankey got a great pass from the high post by Dunning, kind of a hook pass into Sankey's hands, and that was an easy bucket. So here's Austin in the offensive zone. Left wing, they get it for Erickson. Pocock now, they're going to clear for him. Pocock had the ball knocked out of his hands, and then he was able to screen Connor Long away from the ball. And so to toss the ball in is going to be Ben Clark. Clark will check back in. Dakota Schreiner comes out, and they inbound for Damian Austin. Austin now will bring it across the timeline. And again, the East will go man-to-man themselves here. Off the screen, here's Long. Long will give it to Damian Austin. Austin from the free throw line, great ball fake, got the defender out of position, and then Damian Austin hits his first bucket of the ball game. Quickly, inbounding is Reimers, and Reimers is going to be able to take it all the way in. Nobody stopped Ryan Reimers, and Reimers drives in for that left-handed layup. So the righty with a nice little drive there, and here comes Damian Austin in the offensive zone. They give it to Pocock. Pocock kicks to Clark. Clark open in the corner, no good. Rebound by Brady Johnson, and Johnson muscles it up and in. So the sophomore muscling up there, and he's able to take it off glass, and he's in the land of the Giants there. Brett Nelson on that right side has his pocket picked, but on the ground coming up with it is Ben Clark, and I think it's going to be a hell ball. As also down there is Jacob Dunning. And a big 6'6 kid that's willing to dive on the floor for a ball, you like to see that. And if you're Kearney High, you'd love to see a Kearney High kid who's 6'6. As the Bearcats don't have any of those on the roster. Alternating possession will give East the basketball here underneath their own basket, leading at 29-16. 5 minutes to go before halftime. Hopefully at halftime, we'll talk with Kearney High girls basketball coach Jason Boyd. They lost a bit of a heartbreaker today. Shepard kicks in the corner off of a screen. Here's Brett Nelson. Nelson now top of the circle. Shepard open for three. His shot's no good. And then the catch and shot all in one motion by Mike Rolette. And he's got eight in the game. We'll give him credit for a rebound as well. Here's Clark. He doesn't want to shoot over the top of Shepard. So we'll give it back out here for Damian Austin. Austin will get a screen from Johnson. Now he'll take it back left side, kick it, and open for three on that left wing is going to be Erickson. It won't fall. Erickson gets his own rebound, dribbles up from 15 feet, and shot no good. Another rebound taken by Clark, and Clark tries to penetrate and dish it, but Brett Nelson steps in there, and he'll steal the basketball. So Cats had a couple of opportunities there, but couldn't get the shots to fall. And if you're going to get a lot of shots all through because of a very tall Lincoln East lineup, you better hit some shots from the outside, and they just really haven't done that so far in the night. Reimers gave it away. Now they'll kick it out for Sankey. Sankey, long jumper, no good. Pocock with the rebound. Has the ball knocked away from him momentarily, but he's able to track it down. Now quickly they pass it up to Erickson. Erickson's going to wait for the rest of the team to show up here. And now in the half-court set, they'll bounce it to Clark in the corner. Off of a screen, Pocock's got it, and he'll fire a three. Back of the iron, no good. Long rebound pulled out of there by Reimers, his fifth of the game. Reimers will collect it, get it up ahead to Rolette. Rolette's going to drive, and Rolette runs into Erickson, and Erickson's going to whistle for the foul. And he was on his way up. And a hard foul there, not a dirty foul, but a hard contact. And coming up somewhat gingerly is going to be Mike Rolette. And they're going to give him the opportunity to kind of walk that off just a little bit. So Roulette gathers himself. Now they'll hand him the basketball. He'll shoot two. And that, by the way, was Erickson's first. Third as a team here on Kearney High. Free throw, back the iron, and no good. Ryan Birchall and David Erickson checking back in here for the Cats. And if Roulette can hit the free throw here, he'll get a breather as well, as they have a sub in for him. And he'll get a breather because he hits the shot. And Jerry Cunning going to check in here for Lincoln East. Right now, East has doubled up Kearney High. They lead at 32-16, 3:26 to go, and they're going to go full court pressure here. Damian Austin gets the ball in the corner, but he dribbles his way through it, breaks it all the way off glass, and he'll score. Damian Austin showing the wheels as he covered those 84 feet very, very quickly. Brett Nelson on the bounce here. Gets it at the top of the circle here for Shepard. Shepard throws it down. Off glass, shot by Sankey, up and good. And Sankey is able to lean in there with that big, long 6'1 frame. He's got long arms and makes him just a little bit taller. With the dribble, here is Clark. He'll kick it off. Here's a three by Damian Austin, and Austin drains the three. Austin with 7 points in the quarter, and that makes it 34-21. East with the lead and the basketball as they dribble toward the East. Nelson will take it off of a little high screen is Shepard. Shepard gets it out for Nelson. Nelson kicks it out. Shepard for three. No good. Rebound tipped in the hands of Clark. And Clark now will bring in the offensive zone. Clark will kick left side. Birchall was waiting there, hoping to get a three, but they were able to collect on him pretty quickly. Bounce pass in the lane. Dakota Schreiner, a little quick runner. It's no good. Rebounded by Reimers, his sixth of the game. And East will bring it up with Nelson. And just getting across the timeline, avoiding an over and back, was Austin Sankey. Nelson threw it back, and Sankey wasn't in the backcourt yet, but he was able to establish position. But now Damian Austin, with good hands, tips the ball off of Nelson's foot and out of bounds. So Damian Austin forces the turnover, and the Bearcats have a little something going here. They trail at 34-21, but they got a little bit of offense going here. As Austin has scored 7 points in the quarter, he'll now bring in the offensive zone and be picked up there by Sankey. Ball fake, gives it off right side for Clark. Back out for Damian Austin. Austin from the free throw line is going to be fouled. A little reach in there by Austin Sankey. That'll be the second foul here on Sankey. Damian Austin, 5'10". Austin Sankey, 6'1". With long arms. And they're going to call him for the reach, so cancel inbound. They toss it in here for Brian Birchall. Birchall works it back around the perimeter here for Dakota Schreiner. Schreiner on the left side for Clark. Clark off of a screen. We'll kick it now top of the circle here for Schreiner. Schreiner's going to drive, and they're going to call the charge. Schreiner drove, and Mike Roulette was there defensively for Lincoln East. Somebody owes him a Gatorade. A common reward for collecting a charge. Schreiner whistle for his first personal foul, and then the inbounds pass is stolen away and then laid up by Brian Birchall. So Birchall comes up with it, and now on the run here is going to be Reimers. Reimers gives it off, and a quick layup by Mike Roulette, as Roulette now has 11 in the game. 36-23, minute 5 to go here before halftime. And hopefully at halftime, we'll be able to talk with Jason Boyd. Pass around the perimeter. Clark's got it. Clark will kick the ball back out for Pocock. He gives it for Damian Austin. Austin's three is a little bit short, and reaching around committing the foul there is going to be Damian Austin. So that'll be a foul here on the Cats. Quickly, pass up ahead to Roulette. Roulette gets it in underneath, and Reimers is going to lay it up and in, and he'll have a chance to finish off a three-point play. So that's now 16 fouls, second personal foul here on Dakota Schreiner. Here His free throw is no good, and fighting for the rebound are a couple of East players, and they can't come up with it as it goes out of bounds. So toss it in here is going to be Dakota Schreiner. They get it to Damian Austin. Austin falling down is able to pass it back out for Schreiner, and once they pass it up ahead, it goes through the hands of Brian Birchall. That'll be a turnover. And he looks at his hands like, when did those turn into skillets? He just took his eyes off it when it came to see where he could pass the ball next, because Kearney had some numbers there. And you see it at every level and in every sport. Take your eyes off the ball and you can't make the catch on the ball. Long brings in the offensive zone. Right side, they give it to Sankey. Ball fake, and he'll throw it to Damian Austin. So the steal by Austin. In the lane, takes it off glass, bouncing around, no good. Gets his own rebound, and he's in trouble there as he'll just throw it off the leg. Brian Reimers and out of bounds. Damian Austin was under the glass, really couldn't shoot when he came up with that ball. And being 5'10", looking at a couple of guys that are 6'3 and 6'6", he decided, I'm just going to throw it off somebody's leg here. So tossing in for the Cats is going to be Birchall. And Birchall gets it in for Damian Austin. Austin will kick right side. Dakota Schreiner, long deuce, no good. And rebounded by Reimers here, his seventh of the game. Pass quickly up ahead on the bounce here. Pass is going to be tipped with 3 seconds left. Tracking it in the backcourt is going to be long. And Dakota Schreiner, Damian Austin still knocks the ball loose at the buzzer. So Lincoln East can't get anything going in that final stanza there, that final few moments of furious activity. But Kearney's got some work to do here at halftime. They trail it 38-23 at intermission. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Hopefully talk with Coach Boyd of the Kearney High girls, and we'll recap the numbers for you. We'll do that and a whole lot more when we come back with the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report right after this.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 Meat Treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. We are at halftime, where the Lincoln East Spartans with a 38-23 lead over the Bearcats here at intermission. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local yellow.